North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be here with us today as I have two very special guests on the line with me. Just to give you some background, October the 5th, April, myself, and Cora traveled to Lebanon, Tennessee, to Reba McIntyre's old house for a very special fundraiser through Love from Music City. If you listened to the Mark White Show a couple of weeks ago, I had Shanda Tripp and Charlene Tilton on the program to share about Love from Music City and what they were doing to help foster kids, not only in Middle Tennessee, but also in Haiti. Now, during this event in Lebanon, Tennessee, with Love from Music City, I actually met the Storholt family, and Hannah Grace was introduced to everyone in the audience. They applauded very loudly, and rightly so. This little girl's from Haiti. She is now living in North Carolina. She's a special young lady, and you could tell from the reception, the people just gravitated to Hannah Grace. I believe we'll call her Gracie moving forward here. But I'd like to welcome Liz Storholt and Gracie. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So glad to have you. And Gracie, I'll just get your take on the event that we had with Love from Music City. What did you think about that, being there with all of those people in their fancy clothes and celebrating you?
I like it. Because it's like we're helping kids in foster care and we're celebrating Love from Music City. I just think it's cool that we're helping kids who are in the foster care system. Being there is a pleasure for me and the other kids who won't have.
I think one of the best parts, Gracie, was actually seeing kids get their gifts and acknowledging that we care about them, we love them, and we want the very best for them. And to see the young men lined up, to see the young ladies lined up, and we know that there are far more young people than that who need our help. And it really does make us think about what are we really doing to help these young people who are currently in foster care, right?
Yeah.
So, Liz, you've been a foster parent. You've had that experience, and you have Hannah Grace beside you there. What a blessing to have her in your family and the other young people who've touched your life as well.
Yes, absolutely. Now Grace is officially adopted. We completed her adoption this year in March. We have also had three other children that we have had in foster care from Haiti, and I've adopted, I've fostered other children in North Carolina as well. So we're pretty familiar with the foster care system, both internationally and in North Carolina. And it's a rough system. But we're grateful to be able to have a positive impact on it and to not be a quote unquote typical foster family, because there are some out there that are just they're not doing good at all.
Liz, when I think about Charlene Tilton sharing her story, and she shared it here on the Mark White Show about being in foster care herself, and I shared with you my story of my grandparents taking me in and raising me. And I think that as adults, when we look back on our life and we see the opportunities that we had and we know what the system can be like, I think it's very important that each one of us that has been in a position where we could have just as easily been in foster care or were in foster care, take up that mission to help the young people who we know right now are in the middle of the battle of finding out who they are, who loves them, who cares about them, and standing up for them, because we are the grown-ups now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it's important when you look at a child who's struggling to realize that there are no bad kids. And when you see a child who is struggling, a child who is acting out, that's a child who probably is coming from a bad situation. And the most important thing that we can do is recognize that and be good to that child and provide for that child. And that's why the work that Love for Music City does is so important and so close to my heart, not just because they help bring our daughter into our lives, but because may have into the foster care system. That's true. My husband and I both work in early intervention, and we go into homes where I work a lot of the time with immigrants as well. So we're working in low income, and it's not uncommon to encounter children who have nothing when we go into their homes, and they may be with their families, or they may be recently placed into a foster care home. They don't have a toy, not one book, nothing. And it's heartbreaking to see those situations and to try and rectify that, try and make sure that you're setting them up with things like Dolly Parton's Imagination Library to get toys into the home, to do whatever you can to fix those situations. And the only way that we can really do that on a broad scale, because I'm not rich, I'm just a regular person, is to raise awareness. And if we don't know that these systems are broken, that they're not what they should be, then we can't fix them.
Liz, if you want to, I would like for you to share some of what you want to, your personal story as to why you have a passion for foster kids, why this matters to you, because there are people out there who don't have any concept of what it's like to have the foster experience.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to share. I was born in 1983. I lived in Burlington, North Carolina, and thereabouts, which is in Greensboro, Burlington area, is one of the, it's a very high crime area of North Carolina and always kind of has been, and also a very high drug area, to a very unstable parent. And there ended up being five children in my family. My both of my parents struggled with mental health and substance abuse issues. And having five children, if we had gone into foster care, we would not have stayed together. So we struggled with not having the things that we needed. We didn't have power sometimes. We didn't have enough food. A lot of times the water was cut off. A lot of times there were times that we were homeless. There were times we lived in situations where I saw crime out my window that was unspeakable. I saw my first drug overdose. I witnessed my first drug overdose when I was three. And to keep my family together and to keep myself out of foster care because I knew it was so bad, I lied all the time to the social workers, to everybody, about what was going on in my home, about the things that I witnessed. We just lied about everything. We'd get food where we could get it. And as time went by and I got to the point that I was old enough, I think I was 12 when I got my first job. I lied about that so that I could get a job. And then I worked from when I was 12 until I was 18. I moved out when I was 18, and then I moved my siblings in with me and took care of them. And that was how I handled that situation. But I said to myself that I was not going to let other kids suffer. As long as I could help it, I would help as many kids as I could. And that has been where my passion has been. And it's really become a career for me in a lot of ways, because I go into the neighborhoods that I grew up in and I work with those children.
So Liz, when you were a teenager, you were actually in your mind thinking of a plan of how not only you could get yourself out of that situation, but also take your siblings with you. And then when you crossed that 18-year-old threshold, you were able to put your plan into place.
Yes. I think that's something that you'll see in a lot of foster children. I recognize that in a couple of the other foster children who spoke at the event, was that need to not only get out, but to get their siblings out to try and fix the broken system. Because when you've experienced it, it changes something in you that makes you not want to see other people go through that. And that's, it's an integral part of changing the system to have experienced it.
And I think what we're sharing is a level of maturity that comes with the struggle. And when you think about these young people, and you think about young people at large, for the most part across this country right now, have thoughts of going to college, and they have ambitions as far as what they want to do with themselves and making plans for a future family. While a young person in this situation like yourself, you were a teenager ready to take on the responsibility of having a family immediately after you were able to do that.
You know, I don't know if I did a great job, but I sure tried.
Well, it seems like you certainly are doing a great job with Hannah Grace beside you, and she's a beautiful little girl, by the way. And I was very thankful for the opportunity to get to meet your family. And I think it's a good time to take a quick break and then come back and talk some more to Gracie. I believe she has a guitar that she has been practicing on in the over the past little while to learn the guitar. I was impressed that she's learning that. Will y'all stick with us?
We sure will.
All right.
Yeah.
Right now, we're talking to Liz Storholt and Hannah Grace. Gracie, we're glad to have both of them on the line with us from North Carolina. We're talking about foster care, and I appreciate Love from Music City bringing awareness to this subject. Every person that's across this country that can step up and say that it does matter and that we want to be there for these young people, I want to support those efforts. And Love for Music City, right in the heart of Nashville, has decided that they wanted to do something about the foster care system in Tennessee, and not only Tennessee, but beyond. Now we're reaching into Haiti. And I want you to stick with us as I continue to talk to Liz and Gracie. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad to have Liz Storholt and Gracie on the line with us right now. I met them at Love for Music City, a special fundraising event. It was the fifth annual Love for Music City gala and auction, and I have them both on the line with me right now. I wanted to bring awareness to foster care. I wanted to bring awareness to the needs of the young people who are out there right now that maybe you don't see. and we need to find opportunities to make a difference. And I believe that Love from Music City is a great organization to start with. Would you agree with that, Liz?
Oh, absolutely.
What is it about Love from Music City that draws you to the effort to know that what they are doing is vital work?
Well, I think for me, one of the things that that impresses me most is the bags that they give to every foster child that they meet. They're giving basically an essential bag with toiletries and bed clothes, so that these children have dignity. Because when a child is put into the foster care system, they may have nothing, and they're carrying their things in a trash bag. And there's no dignity in that. So something as simple as a suitcase and having your own toiletries and your own belongings as you move from foster care home to foster care home brings you so much dignity. And I think that's something that's so overlooked. Could you imagine having nothing and then what little you have to carry in a trash bag? That to me, that says that they're thinking about the child first more than anything else. And that's an attention to detail that that someone who is who's thinking about the child first is going to do. The other thing that I think that really makes me love the organization is the simple fact that no one is taking a salary. So every single penny that they're raising is going directly to the children that they're helping, to the orphanages that they're supporting, to the organizations that they're caring for. So I can get behind that. I mean, Grace, how has it been in our family? I mean, how was your foster experience?
It's been good. I have all the things I need. I have been amazing so far. And I have a family who cares about me. And I have my own bed. I have my own toys. People in foster care homes, they don't have any.
Yeah.
And it's hard for them because they don't have a family. They don't have anything to do. And they don't have the experience of having a family.
Yeah.
Like the other kids who have families, forever families, they don't get that, and they want family so bad that they just, just want to cry.
Yeah.
Because they don't have family, they don't have the things they need, and being there to help those kids and the foster care system, Love for Music City, it's just heartbreaking to see all those kids alone without everything they need.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't...
Did you realize it was like that?
No, I didn't. I mean, I see that they have all the things they need when they have family.
Yeah.
And the families are usually not.
I imagine it's hard to imagine what it's like to be in foster care if you haven't been in that kind of foster care situation.
I mean, I'm grateful to be here because if it wasn't for Mommy and Daddy and everybody else, I would still be back in Haiti by now. And I would still be back in Haiti because I wouldn't have a family. And now I have a family who cares about me and who gives me everything I need. And sometimes I just think about my mom from Haiti and I wonder if she's still there thinking about me, if she's still alive.
I'm sure she is.
But the only shocking thing about it is my dad from Haiti. I'm sure I have a dad from Haiti.
I'm sure you do.
I don't even know. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he who he is. I don't know if he's alive or not. I don't know if he's there. But mommy said that my mom from Haiti ran away. I have a dad now, and I see what it's like not to have a family. Because when I didn't have a dad in Haiti, or in my home, and I didn't get to see him because I was a baby, I maybe just am happy to have a dad who I get to see. And maybe Jonathan. I'm thinking about him too. Mommy says, well, he was from Haiti too. And I have a cousin named Charlie.
He was from Haiti too.
Yeah. My cousin Charlie was from Haiti too. And my Nana, she also helped. And my mom, my Nana,
and Chanda
helped get these kids out. And my Nana up in Virginia, maybe like 2-3 hours away from here. She's taking care of my cousin.
Oh, yeah, Charlie's pretty neat, too.
He is pretty neat.
So each person plays a part, right, Liz? Each person has a role to play, and that's a person who's willing to say, I love this child enough that I want them to have these opportunities to live, to grow, and then also those who decide that they want to love this young person, to take this child into their home and care for them as their own. And one of the things I experienced through my life, and I try to encourage people to do a little bit differently, but I was always told you should be so thankful that your grandparents took you in. And as a kid, that was kind of hard for me to process because I looked at my grandparents as my parents and they wanted me there. And I didn't look at it so much as other people did, like charity. It was, to me, they wanted me, they cared about me, and I was as much a part of their family unit as if I'd been born to them.
And that's how you should look at it.
And I know that Gracie's as much a part of your family as I was to my grandparents, and I love that. I love the family unit that you and your husband have created with Hannah Grace and other children, to say that you want to take care of them, that you want to nurture the possibilities of their future, to help them grow as people, as individuals. And I want people that are listening right now to think about what they're doing when it comes to helping young people who need forever homes. And that was an important part of the conversation I had with you at the event in Lebanon, was to encourage people to consider what they can do when it comes to helping foster children, foster young people who need forever homes.
We have millions of churches in America. And if every church in America were to help one family in their church who had the desire in their heart to get one child out of the system, there would be no children in the system. What a miracle that would be.
Gracie, you have been learning the guitar, right?
Yes.
Did you practice on anything that you could share with listeners today playing on your guitar?
Well, I do have the song of E.
So we're still learning chords.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad, he's still giving me lessons. But he said, till I get better, I'm going to have to find a person who is good at guitar, because he said, when you get better, I'm not teaching anymore.
Oh, what your daddy said is there's a point where you're going to be better at the guitar than him. That's what he meant.
And as you get older, I hope you'll get more comfortable singing to people and letting them hear your talents, whether that's through a guitar or through your singing voice or through acts of kindness, because we definitely need to share our talents with others, Gracie. Well, Liz, I want to make sure we continue to get the word out about Love for Music City, and I want people to check out Love for Music City, find out more about how they can help with this special organization with Shanda Tripp. And I appreciate the fact that you and Gracie have been able to join me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us and letting us share our story.
Can I play the guitar?
Would you like to?
Can I play the guitar?
I mean, you can.
All right, so right now we have Gracie with her guitar, and she is going to play us the key of E.
Teaching me.
Gracie Storhold, everybody, with the key of E. Liz, the key of E there. That's great.
Yeah, I told you she's brand new at it.
I do want to hear that singing voice.
Okay, we'll record it later.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Y'all take your time and email it to me, Liz, if she does that, and then I'll plug it in.
I sure will.
All right. Liz and Gracie, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. You're always welcome back on, and I appreciate you sharing with us today your stories and making a difference when it comes to foster care and helping young people out there who need forever homes. So thank you, Gracie and Liz, for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Liz and Gracie and Love for Music City, Shanda Tripp, Charlene Tilton. And if this show's making a difference in your life, I hope you'll share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. Please follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. Before I close out, I want to tell you to stay with us until the end of the show, because Gracie's mom did send me a song that Gracie sung called Courage to Change. So you'll want to hear that as we close out today's edition of The Mark White Show. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
World, I want to leave you better. I want my life to matter. I am afraid I have no purpose here. I watch the news on TV, abandon myself daily. I am afraid to let you see the real me. Rain, it falls, rain, it falls. Pouring on me, rain it falls, sowing the seeds of love and hope, you don't have to stay stuck in the weeds. Have I the courage to change, have I the courage to change, have I the courage to change today? Have I the courage to change? Have I the courage to change? Have I the courage to change today? You're not alone in all this. You're not alone, I promise. Standing together, we can do anything. You're not alone in all this. You're not alone, I promise. Standing together, we can do anything.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.